Welcome to ResCheck.info, the world's number one source for high-quality, low-cost, fast-turnaround ResCheck reports. Get your ResCheck started now. Today, we want to talk to you about the newest post in our ResCheckspert blog, the best way to start your ResCheck. The best way to start your ResCheck. Do-it-yourself ResChecks from ResCheck.info. There's several different ways to get started on your own ResCheck report. In this edition of the ResCheckspert blog, I want to help the DIY ResCheck reporters create a process to do their own ResCheck calculations. The initial items that you need to create your ResCheck are a full-size set of plans. If you do not have a full-size plotter, you can take your plans to a Staples or OfficeMax on a USB drive and they'll print off a set of plans for you. The one exception is that we sometimes create ResCheck reports off hand-drawn plans, because that's what many customers have available. In this instance, I have the client take a picture of their plans on their smartphone, then I enlarge and enhance it on the computer and print off a full-size set of blueprints on my plotter. Either option will work fine. Next, you're going to need an architect, scale, a pencil, a clipboard, a pot of coffee, two computers. I use one computer for the ResCheck software and one computer for my calculations. My first step is to organize my plans on my desk and begin taking down the data. Start with the easy stuff. Where's the project located? Who's building my house? Who's the architect? Who is the builder? What building code are you using? What is the square footage of the plan? Write all these answers down on your clipboard. After you have all the basics of the ResCheck report written down, you want to start on the components of your home. I usually work from the top down. Go ahead, locate the R value of the ceiling on your plans. Write that on your clipboard. Then find the total area of the ceiling insulation. Next, work your way down to the walls and find the R value of the wall system you are building. Follow that up with your window units. For this, you'll need the brand and model of your window so that you can locate the U value in SHGC. Combine that with the total square footage of your window units. Write it on your clipboard. Your next item will be your doors. This will not be interior doors, only the exterior ones. Write down each door on your clipboard and indicate its square footage, U value, SHGC, and whether or not it's solid or glass. Your final item is your foundation. Figure out which type of foundation is indicated on your plan and write that on your clipboard. Then you need the measurement of either wall square footage, subfloor, or slab perimeter, depending on how your home is built and how it's insulated. Write all this on your clipboard. Now you have a full page of numbers and data. It's time to perform calculations on your ResCheck spreadsheet and then enter it into your software. Start on the first page of ResCheck Web and enter the basic data first. I think of the ResCheck report like doing your taxes. If you misspell your name on the first page of your taxes, chances are you're going to hear back from the IRS at some point. The same thing holds true for ResCheck reporting. You may not think these details are very important, but someone does at the building department. You really need to pay close attention entering each piece of data into the ResCheck software. The mistakes you make will haunt you for a long time. Once your ResCheck cover page is complete, move on to the envelope portion of the project. Again, you want to work from the top down. Enter your ceiling data, wall data, window data, door data, followed by your foundation data. Then be sure to save your project. Once saved, click the Check Compliance button in the bottom left of the ResCheck software. You'll get a pass or fail grade, and I hope it's a pass. In the instance of a fail, you might have to up your insulation values or the efficiency of your components before proceeding. Once you have a passing grade, simply create the PDF by clicking in the upper right hand of the software and send it along to your building department. If at any time during your ResCheck creation project you hit a snag or just cannot move forward, you can give us a call on the ResCheck helpline at 865-235-6277. We'll help you with any ResCheck free of charge. If you find that you're spending hours on a ResCheck and your time is worth more than $79, then we can handle the entire report for you in about 4 to 6 hours. In our ResCheck classes, we teach most new students, and they take about 10 to 12 hours to create their first ResCheck. So if you want to do it yourself, don't get discouraged. It just takes some time. Either way, we want to hear from you, and we'll consult with you on any ResCheck, even if it's our competitors, free of charge. Thanks for reading, and upload your plans to any portal on ResCheck.info or email service at ResCheckInfo, and you'll get your ResCheck started in a jiffy. Just click the Buy Now. Go over to the ResCheck report. Click Buy Now again. You're ready to go. Thanks for listening.